This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
Big thinkers have known for thousands of years that the Earth is round, like a ball. Just over 2,000 years ago, a Greek scientist measured the diameter of the Earth, and he got to within a few percent of the actual value. And all that he used was a stick, a ruler, and some simple geometry and mathematics. Now, of course, the Earth is not a perfect ball. The Earth spins on its own north-south axis once every day. This makes it bulge outwards a little at the equator. So measured at the equator, the average diameter of the Earth is around 12,756 kilometres. That's 42 kilometres greater than the diameter measured across the poles. As a result of this greater distance, as well as the spin, the suck of gravity is slightly weaker at the equator than at the poles, but only by about 5 parts per thousand. So if you weigh 50 kilograms at the South Pole, you weigh less at the equator, 250 grams or a quarter of a kilogram less. The guy who used just a stick and some maths to measure the circumference of the Earth was Eratosthenes. He was a Greek who lived in Alexandria in the 3rd century BC. Eratosthenes spread himself over many fields. As well as being an astronomer, geographer, and mathematician, he was also a poet and an athlete. And besides working out the circumference of the Earth, he also calculated the tilt of its spin axis. And he also devised a system of latitude and longitude and a calendar that included leap years. His colleagues called him Beta, the second letter of the Greek alphabet, because they reckoned he was the second best in almost any field. Now, Eratosthenes had been told by travellers of something wonderful in the Egyptian town of Cyrene, today known as Aswan, near the giant dam on the Nile. This town was not on the equator, but instead was on the Tropic of Cancer. The story went that on just one day of the year, the summer solstice, the light of the sun would reflect off the water in the bottom of the well. And this would happen for only a few moments around midday. This meant that on the summer solstice, the sun was vertically overhead and that Cyrene was indeed on the Tropic of Cancer. So, on the day of the summer solstice, June 21, Eratosthenes set up an experiment in his hometown of Alexandria. He set up a stick to be perfectly vertical, and he measured the smallest shadow that it threw around midday. Now, this was easy to do because the Greeks and their friends in the Middle East had been playing with geometry for a long, long time. The shadow was about 7.2 degrees away from the stick. Now, 7.2 degrees is about 1/50th of the 360 degrees that make up a circle. So this meant that the distance between Cyrene and Alexandria was 1/50th of the circle that makes up the Earth. If you draw this out on paper, you can immediately see that this is true from simple geometry. Now, Eratosthenes needed just one more piece of information. He had to find the north-south distance between Cyrene and Alexandria. This came to about 5,000 stades. One stadia is the length of the foot race in a stadium, or, as we know it now, the distance was about 800 kilometres. If 5,000 stadia was 1/50th of the circumference of the Earth, then the full circumference was 250,000 stadia. But while a theory is lovely and simple, once you actually do the experiment, a few errors creep in. First, Cyrene was not exactly at the Tropic of Cancer, it was just slightly north of it. So the sun was not exactly vertical on the day of the summer solstice. Second, Cyrene was not exactly south of Alexandria, but a little off to one side. So the measured north-south distance between them was actually a little wrong. Third, the sun is not a point infinitely far away. So its rays are not exactly parallel. And indeed, over the distance between the Earth and the sun, they diverge by 1/6 of a degree. Fourth, it's really difficult to keep your accuracy when you have to pace out a distance of 800 kilometres. And fifth, how big was a stadia back then? How many ruined stadiums do you have to average? The Greek historian Herodotus reckoned that one stadia was 600 feet. But how big is a foot? Depending on the purpose of the measurement and which culture measured it, a stadia could range between 157 and 209 metres. Anyhow, depending on these and other factors, Eratosthenes got to within 0.5% to 17% of the true value of the Earth's circumference. That's got to be some kind of a world record for using just the stick.
What does it mean? Why is it so?